Hey everybody, welcome back into the Horseshoe Lounge at Roosters. It is a fun, casual joint, and it is Monday, and it is time to talk about the Big Ten Conference.
Oh boy.
And everyone's favorite topic. That's Justin's Wick, Bobby Carter.
Everybody's favorite commish.
Commish, right. Yes.
And Nicole Cox is back. Nicole, what do you think of November night games? We missed you last week.
I know. Sorry, guys.
I'm glad that you're back. And we're going to ease into this conversation.
Medium pace.
What do you think about playing Michigan State in prime time in mid-November?
Well, I mean, as you know, we're not supposed to. So I guess that I know
what do you
mean
we're not supposed to?
Well, I mean,
it's
just
a tolerance.
There's never been a rule against
it. It's one of those unspoken deals.
It was contractual. You know, like, it was contractual.
Was it really?
Yeah,
it
was. Oh, I didn't
That's
know
another
were.
Part of the Kevin Warren experience.
Well, both schools had to agree to it. They could not force you to play.
That is correct. It was built in. If you expected Ohio State to play a November night game, it was written into a contract what their tolerance was for doing so.
Yes.
And NBC was unaware of that. And then they barreled right ahead to force Nicole, sitting in the front row on the 50, to freeze her buns off.
Exactly. And I think that I know what it's like putting events together and the logistics that are now going to become an issue of security if there's bad weather, people just...
What do you mean bad weather and security? We've had night games. How is it going to be any different than another one?
Because it's late in November, and I just feel like you can have... I mean, I'm thinking back to the games when I would go to the Michigan games. So this might be a while ago. And it was and
you were
it
there
was
a couple of years ago.
We've got
photographic evidence of it.
Yes. Yeah, we do. And it was really cold game. Sure it was
cold.
Really cold. And so I just think at night.
Roosters.
I don't know. And night games are more difficult for our team, which doesn't matter. We love being out there regardless. We love the night games.
It's more time to sell wings, Nicole.
It's great. We just have to be there
all day.
So much earlier.
It's all day.
For our team, which is fine. That doesn't matter. We're used to it, but it just is more complicated.
It's a big ask, though.
More complicated. I think it is great though, just for this season. The one thing I do like about it, last season, our schedule was so great when it comes to just the tickets we had for here at home. Mm. And now it's not as great. And
not,
so
it's kind of blah this
not
year.
Not the most appealing
so just
home slate.
Adding a night game, you know, especially against Michigan State, I think is good.
Okay. Nicole likes it.
I don't dislike it. I mean, here's what I love about it. The fact that this came out last week. Did we talk about it or did it come out?
We did talk about it on the show last week. But now we know
what
has
come out. Yes.
Now we know why.
Yes. So they revealed, hey, we got two games that are locked in. Michigan's going to be Big Noon and Fox. Okay, everybody knew that. I think Penn State, I don't know if they released that, but that's presumptively going to be the case since Iowa's their wideout game.
Mm-hmm.
They saw, here's the other one. Michigan State at night.
Now Tucker's coming to see us.
Yeah, it's a night game. It's 11-11. It's the latest we've ever had one in the shoe. I'm like, all right, it's early-ish November. Heck, it could be 20. It could be 55. I mean, like.
It could be warmer than
that.
It was
cold last year.
I've played golf up to December 1st the last 2 years, so the weather's not that bad.
It could. I'm with you. The hit and miss of it could be wild. I'm a proponent of night games in general when the game warrants a night game. Mm-hmm. The problem is I don't think Michigan State's going to be that good this year. So it's like we're waiting around all day, Nicole, and then it's like, all right, it's 10:30 and it's 42-0 right now. And why did I wait all day that I could have just gotten this over with and started doing other stuff?
Yes.
So that's the other component. I know like for people that are probably a little older, that might not be great as well, can get colder with it. But the best part is the fact that Kevin Warren sold a bill of goods to the TV partners without really consulting anybody. It'd be like, Nicole, if you sold this whole package,
sold Roosters to somebody else. And then you can't do that.
But then you have to go to all the store managers. I know that we normally close down, but guess what, guys? Mm-hmm. We're going to be open on these holidays. Yeah. We're going to be open on Thanksgiving. What? Yep.
That's,
you know why?
We got to make some money back.
It's going to be good for everybody else. And Ohio State and like Penn State already, they're the two that have talked about falling on the sword. They took that night game. Penn State's playing on Black Friday.
Short week.
They're like, hey, we've never done this before.
On the road.
I wonder how that's going to be, you know, just because
They won't be able to get their shopping in that
It's historically, it's a pretty good day for sports. That's why the NFL is going on there. It was a Texas and A&M that used to play. or Texas.
They play. They did a few on Thanksgiving, and Iowa, Nebraska was the start of that for the Big Ten on Black Friday.
And their night games, Black Friday.
No, they were day. They're day games. That's a day game.
See, no. I don't think that works.
Because you're still out with the masses shopping.
Or taking a nap because I've been out all night.
That's good. So what I do is I just sit on my computer like this.
That's what I do too. And I'm like, I do it until like order. 6 in the morning.
Nicole, we got to get you on the preemptive shopping. Like I see a deal in September.
Grab it.
Boom.
I know.
Court.
A lot of them open up at midnight.
When I have Christmas done before Thanksgiving, before Halloween, and it's like, then it's just waiting 2 months to be able to deliver the present.
I know.
You know, but that's waiting. But Tom Petty told us that the waiting is the hardest part.
That's right.
It is.
It's the new development that's fascinating to me.
Kevin Warren.
The by the way, part.
He also sold the Big Ten Championship game, yes. which was Fox's, to NBC.
Turns out, how is that going to work?
They have to pay him $40 million back.
Yeah. So they have a new the new commissioner, Tony Petit.
He said, I'm leaving. I'm going to sign this. I'm out.
Yeah, watch
you guys
this.
Figure this out.
He thought that he had salvaged his legacy.
Yep.
You brought USC and UCLA into the league. You signed a $7 billion deal. Which is not finalized because of these details. Neither side is going to walk away from this deal. They're way too far down the road. They have too much already.
They've already published a dollar amount. Yeah. Like so they've spent the money.
In their get mind. There might be a little bit of refund. There's coming. Like that's part of the concern for the Big Ten and specifically to Ohio State. Why are we talking about it again this week? Bob's favorite commissioner of all time is Kevin Warren, so we want to talk about that impact.
He left you a steamy pile on the way out.
He did.
And no flush.
Right on his desk.
No flush.
Right on his desk.
On the desk.
Yeah, he's just right on his desk. Said, here you go.
Welcome, Tony. What's that smell? And Ohio State is the one, also Penn State and Michigan State, they are the bell cow of this league, and they are also willing to help. So we said, how did this change? How does Ohio State, Michigan State come to be? Well, we were missing that context. Mm-hmm. In the Pete Thamel report on ESPN.com, you should read the whole thing.
It's great.
It explains a lot about what's going on right now behind the scenes and why some of these games are being moved around in the time and where you're going to be able to watch them. But Ohio State said, if you need this, we will play Michigan State at night in mid-November. And that says a lot for the Buckeyes, what they're willing to do for the league. And it also is a reminder of how much value they
Ohio State
the
matters.
Broadcast deals.
Part of the other thing is too. I mean, they're going to go West Coast every year. I mean, that's something that's kind of implied that no one's talked about. You're going to USC 1 year. You're going to UCLA the other year. Hey, by the way, Penn State and Michigan, you guys are doing it too, because that's why they joined.
The needle, and that's
is to get people into those arenas, into those stadiums, and you're the only.
That's why that
people.
Dollar amount is so much, because you got these teams, and they're going to go out on the West Coast, and they're going to fill a stadium, and it's going to be a huge game every time they go.
And so this is the part of the good and the bad. You're one of the teams that people ask to do that, meaning you've done a good job. But also with that, it's like, hey, the rest of the conference better start getting their crap together, because we're the ones that are pulling this sled of just...
Well, you know, Bob, leaders lead, right? Ohio State is the leader of the Big Ten.
That's fine.
So they come out and say, we'll do this.
Everybody gets the same check when it comes to
fair.
The
that's
TV
That's also
market.
True. So
we're doing all this, and that's where all the value comes. And, you know, Rutgers and Maryland, guys...
they're still getting that check.
You better start producing at a higher level now, given the fact that it's inconveniencing us.
You know, one thing I think they're missing here is, where's Wisconsin at in all this?
Oh, I think that they're getting...
Because Luke's going to he's gonna crush it up there, right?
They have the fourth highest over-under of all the teams. Like,
I mean,
they're
8.5 games. Because when you read the article, it's Ohio State, Michigan, Penn State. It's like, man, Wisconsin is... Yes, they've been down maybe the last year or two, but I think they need to be another one of those teams that steps up and takes some of this on, because I don't see him not coming out swinging.
I'm not saying that they won't be good. They just don't have the volume, I think, of fans. We know Wisconsin from our time playing there. I don't know if that's necessarily the case when it's not Ohio State going to Camp Randall. Yeah. And so then they don't have – it's a big school, but it's not quite – none of the cachet, I think, of Ohio State and Michigan, you know, or Penn State to be able to do that. So I'm sure that they'll – be involved, and hey, you know what? They go 11-1.
Once you're winning, that helps. Once you're winning, you're playing good against those three. You know that helps definitely, and you know those eyes are going to want to be on you for the TV games.
But I just love the fact that Nicole said she saw Kevin Warren a couple weeks ago.
I did.
She's hanging out with him.
So funny. I was like, Chi-town. Is that him and Bobby? I wish I could have remembered that your relationship with him. I would have gotten a picture and sent it.
No, I had an opportunity to meet him at practice one day. I was like, I'll pass on that one.
Yeah, it was
Smart.
But it just blows my mind that this could actually happen when people get to that high of a level and there's that much money being, you know, exchanged. And it's just
how is there not
crazy.
Somebody in the Big Ten who says, hey, cool. guy, we're under contract here. Cool. What are you doing? What's the plan here?
We talked to Josh Perry about this lawyers. This morning on my radio show, and it was a good point because when they talked about this, and I kind of that's why I wasn't shocked about the November game when they talked about Fox will have noon, CBS is gonna have the 3:30, NBC is gonna have the late window. I'm like, well, they're not gonna have the late window for just 8 weeks. Mm-hmm. They're buying that thing all the way to the end. It's not like now in November we're gonna shift you back and you'll be going head to head with CBS again. Uh-huh. But that ain't gonna be the case.
That would be like Nicole planning the Roosters golf outing, be like not telling Golf Club of Dublin that they're going to host it.
I know. It's scary that people can just forget to tell one person.
With that much money involved,
or you tell
have somebody coming through every fine detail.
They didn't write it down or something like that.
What are you talking about? I told you 8 months ago.
Here's the text. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I forgot to hash that one off the calendar there.
Oh, gosh. I mean, he had to have known, right?
Like, oh, I think he did. That's why he was trying to juice the numbers to make it look as good as possible.
So big that it
and then you know what?
Fail.
I got this job from the Bears, and I'm going to leave the rest of the deets in the garbage.
Man. You guys figure that out for me. I'm out of here.
I feel like that's a terrible way to go out. You're leaving a mess.
Well, when it happened, it was a great way to go. Oh, he did this deal.
He did it.
$7 billion.
Are you excited for USC
awesome.
And UCLA?
Well,
are
that.
You ready for primetime on the cock? Here it comes.
And they said the basketball coaches, like Izzo, another thing.
Not happy.
Because there's going to be 40 or 50 games that will be exclusively on Peacock streaming.
Yeah.
And so Izzo was like, I don't know if we're there yet.
Izzo's saying, like, we just want to have a voice here.
Yeah.
You know, with our Big Ten commissioner, you're going to do all this. Why don't you get some feedback from the coaches or the guys who are in it?
ADs?
Somebody.
Anybody.
How did Gene have something in on this? It's mind-blowing.
Well, I think out of all those issues, the basketball coaches complaining about streaming is probably the lowest priority. I mean, Kevin Warren sold the Big Ten championship game.
I know.
You guys, wait.
He was not allowed
to do so.
It is. And so back to awesome. That, too, for the basketball game.
Oh, is that wrong? Was I not supposed
for
to?
For restaurants, like, restaurants can't easily stream.
No.
Like,
no.
Because then all the TVs, like,
they're on different time.
So that's a really big issue. That's for like, I mean, that's all restaurants and bars.
Hey, you know what Kevin Warren's saying? I'm going to go, you'll build this stadium up here in Chicago.
Oh, gosh.
And I might double book our sponsors. We might sell two naming rights sponsorships, and we'll just take both checks.
We might have a game and a concert on the same night. We'll figure it out. They can play at halftime.
Logistics, we'll figure out down the road. Just pay the check.
Goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Nicole, he sold the rights to the Big Ten Championship to NBC, which Fox had.
So what are they going
to
do?
They're paying him $40 million to get it to Fox so NBC can do it.
Yeah. That's insane.
That's what they're doing.
It's costing every team in the Big Ten this is for a deal that they had no say over.
Yeah.
I don't think people were aware. I mean, it's not widely known or commonly reported that the Big Ten Network, ipso facto Fox, owns the broadcast rights to every single
event,
Big Ten event. They were like, well, they wondered why people were in the same room when NBC and Fox and Amazon were negotiating. Well, it's because they control it.
Yeah.
And Kevin Warren, I don't know, he must have thought that he was the president of the Big Ten Network too, which newsflash, he was not.
Oh my gosh.
So here you go. Here's our championship game. You don't own that. What are you doing?
You can't do that.
Oh, I already did. So, sorry.
Yeah,
I felt like he might have been a little Michael Scott, you know, in that negotiation.
Declare bankruptcy. Yeah.
It's just,
oh no!
You couldn't have scripted it because the one thing everybody gave him credit for was this TV deal, and now
that was this cherry on top. Well, there was not much.
It was a big present.
It was nice.
You opened it up, and it was just
a big box and nothing in it.
Well,
and
maybe,
almost
maybe
finished.
Occurred.
Well, there was still some assembly required.
Oh goodness!
Woke up on Christmas.
How does that happen?
It was a half put together bike. Jay-Z, what do you got in front of you there?
Oh, I got some delicious mac and cheese bites.
Yes.
Ooh.
They will be your featured appetizer on Tuesday.
Threesday.
Your Threesday. Appetizer Threesday. Come get them. They're delicious. They were piping hot when they came out, and I housed about
four. Gooey on the inside, crispy on the outside. Yeah. If you want to eat mac and cheese without a fork, that's
your way to do it. Yeah, you don't get your hands dirty.
Ideal delivery device.
Bing, bang, boom.
I mean, you don't want to dip your hand in a mac and cheese pot and just be eating it.
You could.
My daughter does. But she crushes these things at home.
Well, that's so much easier.
And you don't have to wash your hands after.
I know. It's perfect.
I know. It's easy.
And we're out.
Nicole, what are the family plans for Memorial Day?
Well, guys, we're going to have to do the show on Tuesday next week because we close on Memorial Day.
Nope, you don't realize.
Your new deal.
That you're going to have...
be open early on Memorial Day.
Absolutely.
And stay open late.
Wing special Memorial Day, and everybody's here. Surprise!
20-cent wings. Here we go.
Guys, that is not the case.
We are
closed on Memorial Day. So
for
that
good reason.
Our team can be with their families and kind of celebrate, have a day off, which we love. I hope we always stick with that. I love that about our company. And so we'll do the show Tuesday next week. Mm-hmm. And then, kids' last day of school is Friday. So that's really, it's a busy week.
You got field day going on as a mom. You got to go.
All sorts of
half
stuff.
Day Friday.
They got a half day Friday. Well, why even go?
Believe me. I've had this conversation with multiple people my age.
Check that box. We had them here.
Talking about all the things that need done. It's like, sure, I'll be home. I send you off to school and then you're back 2 hours later. Sure, that's fine.
No problem.
Mm-hmm. Why did you even go?
Exactly.
Couldn't do field day in the afternoon on Thursday?
Yeah.
Well, I guess what we're doing is watching movies anyway. They shut down. I think they shut down school on May 1st.
Yeah,
I do too. My kids have done anything.
I agree with that. I definitely do.
Oh, the good old days.
But we still, if people are trying to throw together last-minute food for graduation parties, our catering department still does that. Graduation parties are starting this weekend.
Yeah, I just went to one this past Saturday.
Yeah.
Did they have roosters? No. Doesn't sound like a good graduation party.
I had some delicious roosters.
It was great, but it wasn't that great.
Out on Friday at OSU.
I didn't get that email for that.
I'll have to send it to
you. I know. I was talking to Devin Jordan last week, and he's like, did you get the email for the golfing?
We know golf people, outing? Justin. We can
help. I was like, no, I didn't. He goes, well, I didn't either. He's a coach. So I didn't feel as bad because he didn't know about it until last week, too.
Yeah.
Was that just a linebacker only group out there?
No, probably. They don't let us offensive guys out there.
I saw Schlegs and Laurinaitis and Hawk together. Were you in that group?
Yeah. I got there.
That's what I'm asking. You played linebacker.
Did you offer anything to that golf group?
Yeah, I took a couple of my shots.
A couple putts.
No, Bobby, I want to see you golf.
Yeah, you bombed the ball down the fairway.
I had a few nice. I mean, listen, I had a couple transfusions and I was ready to go.
Do you get angry on the golf course?
Not with that. That was the most enjoyable round I've played in quite some time because I was playing
your buddies. AJ, it's fun.
It's a scramble. It was a great day. I mean, the weather
was perfect.
Elite.
Yes.
And it was a scramble. Schlegs was there. We're going to try to get him to chew the whole time. AJ's got a putter that looks like a phallus. I mean, there was a lot of great things that were going on, and it was just a really fun time. We had Nate Ebner and John Simon hitting into us, literally almost hit AJ one time.
Oh,
I told Kayla to put us behind them, not them behind us. Mm-hmm. Oh, we were hitting to them the whole time, but,
What score did the linebackers post?
That's a great question. Schlegs promised us we were going to be the lowest, and we weren't, so I don't know.
Yeah.
I think we were seven or eight under.
You know who won?
Doss's group, maybe.
Really.
I think the older all these defensive would guys win because they have more experience because they play more golf.
Yeah. More time. More less kids are not that young. So it was good. It was a great time. And I had some.
Did he bring out Evan Spencer as a ringer again?
No, I had some medium boneless wings at the turn. And
good.
That would have been
chips out there.
I'm so glad.
Don't worry.
Oh, there. Okay. All right.
Look at him go.
I'm not really mad. I wasn't there.
Believe me, I was. It was a devastating.
I would have got a picture. I'm sure.
It was a Jay-Z, it was. Look. Yeah. It was a devastating moment.
But that was
what goes in the other half.
That was his birthday, right?
It was on
the
Friday.
40th
birthday. Big 4-0, man.
Welcome to the club.
We're getting old. I'll tell you what.
We're both over the edge now.
I woke up with a cup of coffee and a heating pad on my back, trying to get right for golf. I was like, "This is 40. Here we go."
It is. Yeah, it is.
But I managed to get through it.
That's good. Yeah. Nicole doesn't have to worry about it. She's still got 15 years to go.
Exactly. I love you guys for saying that. I wish.
She's got a lot of work to do, so we're going to let her go. Anything else that people need to know?
No, that's it, guys. Okay. Just we're excited for summer.
She has to go tell all the store managers that they're open on Memorial Day.
No, we are not. Just to be clear.
Good. People will be in the comments. So are they open or are they not open?
They're not open.
Nicole is going to make it as clear as possible.
Kevin Warren would do it.
Yeah, Kevin would for sure.
That's why he's not in charge. That's why Nicole is. And we're going to let her go. Appreciate her having us in here again. in the Horseshoe Lounge for a fun, casual conversation at Roosters, which is a fun, casual joint.
Roosters has been so fortunate. We just want to be able to give some of that back to the community.
They donate to organizations that are near and dear to their heart, and we're so fortunate to have been with Roosters now for a long time.
They always go above and beyond to help support our foundation to further help veterans.
It's just a wonderful feeling to know that Roosters supports the Buckeye Cruise for Cancer.
All the folks at Roosters are just genuinely kind folks, and they want to make a difference.
Thank you, Roosters Foundation.
Thank you, Roosters.
Thank you, Roosters.
Thank you, Roosters Foundation.
Welcome back in to Roosters for the second half of the show, and Berm has arrived.
Hello.
Hey, Berm.
The Berm has landed.
What's going on?
Nothing. I forgot my computer.
What?
Yeah, so.
You leave it in the backyard where you're texting from yesterday?
For those of you who are.
How are you going to load this, though?
Well, that's what I'm going to have to drive home and do it. For those of you waiting to normally see this show at like 2 in the afternoon on Mondays, it's going to be about 6 hours later. Today,
he,
6 hours to get to Michigan.
He was supposed to go.
No, I was supposed to go be going
do another assignment later today.
Yeah, I was going from here to Cincinnati, and so.
Gosh, that's terrible.
Yeah, so.
Huh?
That's a big leave. There's like a 7-on-7 big man competition down there that I was going to go to. It's fine if I don't. But the reality is, I was talking to Austin and Bill about it before we started today. I think I'm getting dumber. Like every day, I feel my brain.
Well,
tissue.
let's put this in perspective.
Real smooth brain.
Yeah, I feel like I'm losing intelligence.
Well, hey, you know what?
Don't scare Jay Z as he turns 40.
I know. Jeez, is this what happens?
This is what happens.
It is what happens.
I got smooth brain.
I feel Coach. It too. But this is not out of character for you.
I mean, sometimes I forget stuff, but to forget my entire backpack with
hold
my
on
the
most important thing you need.
We're not going to tell the story.
Phone, you have, wallet,
you
something.
You have to put it in proper perspective. This man was preparing to leave for a week-long bowl trip.
Yeah, that's true.
What did you forget to bring with you?
Clothing.
It wasn't last year. No, it wasn't when he turned 40.
No, this was 2014. I was working with 11 Warriors at the time, and we were getting ready to take the road trip down to New Orleans for the Ohio State Alabama Sugar Bowl, and I had like 6 bags of equipment that I was carrying, right? So I loaded all those into the car, and I'm like, finally, I can leave, and then I left, and then I left my suitcase on my couch that held all my clothes. So I had to get to Columbus and stop to pick up Tim Shoemaker over at his apartment, and we had to go to Old Navy, and I had to buy a whole new wardrobe.
Maybe that's why the Buckeyes haven't won a national championship since then.
Yeah, I've been too put together.
Every year we should get ready for the semifinal and Berm should just get his clothes.
Berm goes on a shopping trip.
I've also gone to the wrong airport before. This was back in 2006. I was getting ready to fly out to Arizona for the Ohio State-Florida national championship game. And for some reason, I forgot that I was flying out of Toledo that day, and I drove all the way to Detroit, checked in to the flight, and they're like, sir, you don't have a flight here. I'm like, what are you talking about? Right here. Like,
this is TOL right there.
This is TOL. My holy beep. And then sprinted to get to Toledo.
Did you make it?
I did not.
You ran. Well, if you'd have driven, you might have gotten there.
I had to.
He's 40 and he's going for bad jokes.
Come on, here we go. So then I had to, fortunately, they only
drive back to Toledo or drive back to Detroit because that's where the flights
are. That's where the next
I ended up flying out of Detroit later that night. And fortunately, they only charged me a $50 change fee. So
she burned about $100 in gas.
Yeah. Well, not back then. Maybe nowadays.
Probably lost about 2 years of your life due to the cortisol levels that build up.
I lost a good day of championship bowl prep day and getting drunk with family.
But you were.
Oh yeah, because you were from there, right?
You used to live there.
Yeah, you gained an anxiety.
Not that moment, though.
You gained an anxiety throughout that whole process of trying to get to where you need to go.
So the bottom line is,
I'm going to get back to
like
the 6
Kevin
bags
Warren,
of equipment. What were you taking?
A laptop goes in a laptop bag. How much stuff do I have to carry in the room?
Yeah,
a
lot. I mean, even just for this show, there's 3 bags. Now, he should have had a backpack in addition with his laptop in it.
So there should be 4 bags
just
for this show.
Should be a 4th one. I guess I never realized.
The point is, people make
that's
mistakes.
That's not counting his cameras.
Like Kevin Warren, okay? Sometimes your brain.
Oh, is
sometimes,
that?
Sometimes
so you're
you
defending.
Think something. Sometimes you think you're doing something, and then you realize when you get there, shit, I forgot that.
What? I didn't know I didn't do that.
Shoot, I forgot that I didn't
you can't
have,
do that.
That I didn't have the rights to that.
Yeah, about that. Yeah, I mean, I get it. I mean,
what's
How's that happen?
Have you ever
gone? That's why I write a lot of things down. I'm a big list guy now. I used to make fun of my dad. But this brain, I mean, just like, it's like a basketball. When you get that rubber basketball and the kid at camp and the coach
got all attacked on it.
Said, wear this thing out. I want this to be like a, I want it to be like Wilson by the end of the year. Nice and smooth. And that's basically how my brain, it's slowly just smoothing over.
Yeah. I feel it. I feel straight up degeneration.
It's like it went from, you know, the Rocky Mountains, Himalayas, more to like the Sahara Desert, just smooth rolling sand. Mm-hmm. You know,
have you ever
find forgotten? Me a famous plateau? That's me.
I mean, that would be like you trying to go out to practice and not having a helmet, or go play a game.
I will be honest. I went to a game one time in high school and I forgot my helmet.
Okay, well, I was going to ask what the,
you know, on this past Friday I went to a 7-on-7 big man tournament at Massillon High School. Hey, where I was going to watch.
So the Pickerington, big man.
I was going to watch Pickerington North and Massillon and.
Massillon.
And Cleveland Glenville.
Hey, so what's his name from?
Glenville.
Who's the kid?
I mean, you know what he was doing here.
Sam Williams Dixon, the running back who's committed to Ohio State at Pick North. And Glenville was supposed to be there. Go see Bryce West and Tamarion Witten, two Ohio State targets. And Glenville didn't bring their helmets, so they didn't get to play. So then they got back on the bus and went home. It happens. That's what I'm saying.
Wait, none of the guys brought their helmets?
No. Huh. Apparently the team just decided not to bring them. It did say on the paperwork, bring your helmet.
Yeah.
Well, because we want to be safe.
Well, it's a 7-on. I mean, you'll break your nose.
So that 7-on-7 was going from Finley and Pick North and Glenville and Massillon. Like, damn, that's a good group. Yeah. And then it was just Massillon and Pick North.
Massillon's probably enough to have a good day.
Finley had too many players playing still in baseball and other sports and couldn't have the night to go play catch.
I will say this. I mean, I ran track in junior high. We ran the 4x2, and it was a big.
Did you forget your shoes?
No, I had my shoes on. I was the anchor. And I remember our third dude, and we put a guy at the front. It was a mistake. It was a mistake to entrust him with that level of responsibility because I'm watching him at that first curve, and I'm like, why does he look different than everybody else?
He was running the wrong way.
And then they're all in the same direction, Berm. And then I watched him get into the fly zone. He took off, and the guy looking at him is like this, and he's like, just gives him the go. And then he just slaps his hand. And I'm like, there's no baton. That is what they do. And the best part was, the second guy took off.
Slapped somebody's hand.
And our third dude was like, no, I'm not running this. We don't have a baton. It doesn't count. What are you doing? Very smooth brain to move.
High five.
And I'm the anchor there, so I just go walking off. He goes, I'm not sure which is worse, the guy, the leadoff who forgot the baton, or the second guy who accepted the hand slap as if that was a formal change.
Oh, yeah, no big deal.
We're good. Don't just let us go.
No, I'm sure they won't mind.
Slap me some skin, brother.
All right. So you guys just not bring a baton?
No, we had
left
batons.
It on the ground.
We were at a home meet. We were hosting the Invitational.
Fucking batons.
We had plenty of them. I don't know how it didn't get to the starting gate. I was at the end.
Man, that's tough.
Things are getting wild in Lancaster that
day. It was a
stir. They get wild.
So you forget
there.
Things, Berm. I mean, that's why I write the list. I'm like Santa Claus. I check it twice.
Well, but if you're going to a track meet and it's a relay, if baton isn't the first and only thing on the list.
It's really the only thing you carry.
Right. Pretty important.
I mean, everybody else
and
has.
Your pride.
Here's the thing.
Everybody else had one.
Everybody else has one.
You're like, in the blocks looking around like, huh. This is strange.
Yeah, it's like when you go to practice. Remember Mike D walking to go to Ohio State one time? We were practicing over at the stadium. And my man Mike D'Andrea, I'm sitting there looking at him like, they look at Asia. It's like, you think he knows he doesn't have a helmet? He's like, when you get off the bus, like, and you're like, you just naturally have it in your hand. And then he gets down and he's like,
uh-oh.
Like, it's, everyone else has something. I feel like I should be having something too. And I don't. But that was just a simple fix of, hey, we can run back and go get it. It wasn't drive back to Cleveland.
You and AJ and Mike all in the same recruiting class. Mike, of course, was the one everyone wanted.
He was
you
the prize.
Guys were the throw-ins.
Yeah. They had a couple open spots and said, here you go. Yeah. There's no one else.
Turned out okay for him.
I mean, it wasn't too bad. Although AJ, I mean, he has this phallic putter now that's pretty elite. So, I mean, I think he's winning at life.
Who made that?
He's doing all right.
Peter Putter. .com. Check it out.
Okay.
I mean, listen.
Or don't.
Please don't.
I mean, you can. I mean, listen. It's $350 bucks. They're not cheap. I mean,
it's probably nice back.
It's
and
as
forth.
Much as it. And they say,
it's a face balance.
Adrian, how
it's
do you?
It's not a toe balance.
You don't want any toe hang.
He goes, how do you square it up to make sure you're hitting it? Because it's like, I mean, that's like a Scotty Cameron putter. It's $350. AJ goes, there's that vein right in the middle right there that I like to line it up with. I mean, it's a very lifelike.
Huh.
They only had two colors though, like black and white.
He
goes, I'm trying to lobby for some flesh tones. Some variety in there. It was good.
That's good.
Interesting.
Pulled that out. He was trying to get that in the social media stuff that you saw for the outing. AJ was trying to make sure that found its way into one of the pictures, and I don't think it was going to make it there.
Close call.
Berm would have took one of it, though.
So next week,
for sure,
we get to talk to the Ohio State coaches for the first time since the
end. All of them?
At least a handful.
Do you know?
We don't know for sure who it's going to be, do we?
It's supposed to be, we'll see.
Supposed to be the majority.
An assistant coach media day. Last year, Jerry Emig has added these. They're very helpful for us, especially.
I'll give you some content.
May is the worst month. I feel strongly about this, and you can tell by the content of this show. It's the toughest month of the year to get through in the offseason, for my money.
But, I don't know. Kevin Warren gave you a job.
Well, I mean, yeah. Well, that report coming out.
We talked about night kickoffs 2 weeks ago.
Well, I know.
Thanks to his incompetence.
But now we had the idiocracy of him. Yeah.
So we're supposed to get all of them, all of the assistants, which is great. I think Berm was saying, what questions would we have for
you? Yeah, I mean, what is an assistant coach or a player at the time, what did you learn about yourself or what did you gain from end of spring to start of summer workouts? Is it really just a matter of guys like proving or staying consistent through what they gained, or is it about seeing who doesn't just mess up and get fat? I mean, how does it?
Well, you may have 2 weeks off. Did you come back? Did you do anything? Anything at all? I think there is an element of that. I mean, did you come back in shape? I mean, they have that 2 week discretionary, and then they've just kind of got back into stuff. And now the thing is different when we played. You can meet with your coach, and they can do stuff, I think, with a football or at least football related drills.
As long as it's on a stick or something.
Yeah, I mean, who knows?
Well, I was talking to Devin last week. He's like, well, you know, Brian's out on the road, so I'm taking over the role of doing all that sort of thing with the guys in the receiver room. So it's much different. Because back in our day, it was. Maybe we found an old script, practice scripts laying around, and those were the plays, and we're getting the guys together, and we're going to meet here at 6 after everybody's done with class and everything else, and we're going to meet here, and we're going to go out on the field and, you know, do our player-led type thing.
We do some individual. Yeah. We do 7-on. Offensive lineman, D lineman would sit there.
Go and jack around and then down the end zone.
And then they come to Roosters. It's real life. Hey, we're going to be at Roosters. If you guys want to meet us over.
I don't know how many times I'd call my dad like, I'm going to buy everybody shots here. Are you good with that? Because we had a whole line at the table.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like,
many a times.
It was a team building exercise.
Sure was. Yeah, team building. But, yeah, it's way different than it is nowadays.
So I think part of it is, what did you need? Do you have a physical deficiency to work on? Number one, like, were you healthy in spring, healthy coming out of spring? So there's guys, you know, Mecca, you had the shoulder, Steele had a little foot. It's like, okay, are we getting prepared to go to where we can start working on like footballish activities and develop our speed and strength and flexibility, whatever it is, as we go into summer? Are we there? Was there something that, hey, you just need to be stronger, you need to be faster, you need to lose weight? Were you able to do those things? You know, I guess that's kind of it. It's more of the physical development piece. And, hey, have you been in watching film? Have you looked at stuff?
Yeah, I think sometimes, like, I forget that these guys even get to go home anymore. Like, on Friday when I was leaving.
Don't worry, Cam went home for a week.
When I was leaving Massillon on Friday night, I was driving out to State Route 21 or whatever. And I'm driving, and I see Jaden Ballard in the front yard, which I assume is his. I didn't know. And I'm like, I forgot that these guys are allowed to. It's Friday night at 7:30, and there's Jaden Ballard. I'm like, oh, interesting. I'm like, forget that these guys actually are allowed to leave.
Pull over and say hi to them?
No. I was driving.
And also Jaden Ballard doesn't really like to talk to
him. Yeah,
oh, no, he's super vocal.
That's a joke.
You should have just told him you knew me, and it all worked out.
That's a joke.
Yeah, I know this old guy.
Do you know Justin Zwick from Orville?
He would have heard the name before.
I assume.
But it's,
Well, Bob, how come we hear so much about winter conditioning and mat drills? Like, it's the hardest time of the year. I assume that summer is just as much of a grind. But you never hear it as like, oh, man, I made it through that summer with Mick.
I think part of it is because winter's cold and it just sucks.
Like, it's 6 a.m. Everybody has to be there for the workouts in the morning. You're getting up early in the morning. It's freezing outside. You got to get to the Woody. It's cold.
You have a full
Everything
class,
about it just stinks.
You have a full class schedule,
you got
too.
Yeah, you got a full day. You got to go afterwards. Summertime's a little bit more relaxed. You might have one class, or at least we did back in the day. We had about one class, so you worked out when you wanted to. If you wanted to be a 6 a.m. guy, you could. Mm-hmm. You know, they had different groups throughout the day. And the running was the running. You knew at the end of the summer, we're gonna have a test. At the beginning of camp, you know, whether you're a lion or a gazelle, you're going to be running. That's what Tress used to say. And you knew you just had to pass that. So the summer stunk because you had to do the conditioning, but you kind of got, in my head, like, cut 150s used to be like the hardest things that we, you just basically get the mindset of, these are my favorite.
Yeah.
And you know, you do them every week and you just know it's going to be part of your deal. And you just, that's what you get through.
Well, and you would have, you know, the morning repetition. Like now you're with your coaches, but you're doing a little more football specific stuff. Then it was, you're just doing conditioning.
Yeah, you're just
conditioning
and lifting.
And you see, like, there's something on the horizon. Like, when you're training in the winter, especially when guys are young, it's really hard to be like, oh, I'm training in, you know, January 28th for September 3rd. Like, that, I mean, it's like,
or even for young guys who haven't done spring ball before, like, all right, I'm training for here to go to practice here. Practice, and then we're going to take time off, and then we're going to do more of this in the summertime.
Sun doesn't come up till 8:30.
Yeah, it's terrible.
It's the worst.
It's just all the psychological warfare. But here in the summer, it's like, all right, I'm going to wake up, work out. Mick now, I didn't realize this, they rotate times throughout the day. Like, all the guys, now they're all earlier, but some guys are 6:30, some guys are 8:30, some guys are 10:30. And then they, like, switch different days and, they jumble them all around, and it's good. And then there's days where, like, hey, Wednesdays you're on the field with your coach or whatever it is, and you do all these different things. But it's more football specific. Like, they don't even, the way we did conditioning and conditioning tests, like, those aren't even really a thing anymore. Mm. Hey, it's football specific, and Ryan's talked about this, going even to more of an OTA model. Like, that's where he sees this going for college. And so you're practicing with the purpose of what you're going to ultimately do football.
At the end of the summer, you got camp, and it's go time once that comes.
You're doing, like, speed work and running and stuff.
Like, some of that is, so many guys enroll now in January.
Oh, yeah.
You don't have that acclimation period where you get to campus for the first time, it's June, and all of a sudden the season's here. You've already been there for 6 months, and so.
Yeah, I mean, think about when we came in, it was like, I mean, some of you guys, I think Doug and maybe you came into a class the summer beforehand, but most of us came at the end of the summer. Yeah, early. He was the one that really came in early.
He was like the first guy.
I think really Doug took a class, you know, our buddy Doug took a class in the summertime, but, you know, we all showed up 20-something strong, you know, in the middle of.
When Maurice decided to enroll
end of
early,
July.
Like a game changer. I was like, you can do that?
Yeah. I remember that. I remember him calling me, like, when are you coming down here? This sucks. I'm on my own.
Because you don't know anybody.
Well, yeah, he was just a freshman, just, you know, trying to make his way.
And not every trailblazing moment for Maurice worked out that way.
Yeah. You're right about
and
that.
Too, in the summer, yeah, I think, you know, there's pros and cons, but it's really just the athletes on campus. Like, it's just the players. Mm-hmm. You know, and there's a lot to do in Columbus.
It's like the Olympic Village.
It really is, but, I mean, there's nobody around. You go drive down through campus now, there's nobody out there. And so, like, it's a sense of, like, hey, we're working, we're doing this. You don't have a lot of distractions. In the winter, I mean, you have, like, a full day. You leave winter conditioning, it's like, all right, I've got 4.5 hours of class, or maybe I'm 4.5 hours of online class at my
deal. And then study table.
Yeah, then you have all that.
So you don't have any of those things.
I think a big thing in the summer as well is, to your point, you have more time.
Yeah.
It's nice outside. There's more. You can get downtown Columbus. Yeah. Making sure that you're doing what you're supposed to be doing.
Most of the guys now live in apartment complexes that are so nice that they never have to go anywhere anyway.
Well, fair.
They got their pools
Dodge some of the strays.
Go to Old Tangent Common pool parties going on in the summer.
Oh, yeah,
they
great.
Got all that going.
Yeah, it was a fun time.
You guys staying out of trouble is usually a lot more time, a lot more stuff to get into. You know, being in shape, taking care of all that, yes, they will do. But when that downtime comes, you know, what are you going to do? You're going to be at home, like my guy from Maslin, Jaden Ballard, you know? Mowing the front yard, or you're going to be out doing something bad.
So the question is, if we go into next week, we will be here at Roosters on Tuesday because they're closed, as you guys discussed in the first session.
Get drunk, go to the Memorial Tournament.
So we're going to be in
what
here.
A week.
I assume we'll be in here after we talk to the coaches on Tuesday. So what are the questions or what are the areas that you're going into next week going, I got to get an answer to this?
What is the where are we at right tackle?
You get
Justin Fry. How are we doing at center? You know, it looks like left. Fryer's done a good job. Right, you know, center's looking pretty good at the right side. We've got a bag of dudes in there. I mean, three mice fell in a bucket of cream. Do we feel like one of them is going
who's
to be
gonna,
able to churn that cream into
butter?
That
into butter?
Okay. Is one of them, or do all three mice drown?
Yeah, what's going on?
The third mouse just decided to jump into the cream.
Yep. Late.
Like, we don't really
because it was still cream. It wasn't turning into butter yet.
Those two down there, they're struggling down there. Those two, maybe I can lend a hand. And that's help them
it.
Out.
What is it like in year two now with the second install on defense with Jim Knowles? I mean, is there a comfortability? Are you able to do more? You know, is that something now with defensively since we saw this? We talked about some of the big plays. Like, how do we handle, you know, the balance of being aggressive? And is there an increased knowledge and understanding of that with the big plays?
Is everybody healthy there? Because, I mean, that's I feel like we had a big thing, you know, there last year, just trying to plug people in.
Which
that stuff changes, I know, as the season comes and whatnot. But
talk to Corey about the quarterback development. I mean, what do they need to do this summer coming out of spring? I mean, what are their tasks to be able to get there?
Yeah, did you give them a list of things like, hey, this is what you need to be working on when you're team situations or you're in these 7-on-7s or you're coming out here for these drills? This is what we're focusing on, you know, that sort of thing.
How are you building leadership?
Yeah.
You know, this is a lot of time. You're building leadership. How are we going to beat the team up north, Berm? I mean, the classic sure. stuff.
What have you done to beat Michigan?
What have you done? I mean, are we doing anything different this offseason? You know, the leadership stuff. You know, I know Ryan's done a bunch of different elements. How are we working this? How often are you able to meet with your players? What's this been like? James, if he's in there, you've been here now. I mean, your relationship with Knowles, how has that progressed? Your relationships with the players? You know,
the new players coming in, have you gotten a chance to really sit down with them and get to know? I mean, I know through recruiting you have, but since they've been on campus or they've been here,
talk to Dev. I mean, him and Brian, I mean, their situation. Brian's out recruiting. Devin, you've been taking a little more of this. How has that
worked? How has that worked out? Yeah.
I mean, all kinds of things. Is Marvin still out there catching 1,000 balls a day? Is he bringing guys along with him? Lorenzo Styles is here. What's that going to look like?
Mm-hmm. So many things.
Your job.
That's all I wanted. Thank goodness. Now I can.
You ask, you shall receive.
On the drive home, instead of trying to make this smooth brain of mine think about it.
Write that down. Make a list.
You don't forget anything.
Good news is we're documenting all this.
You can always go back.
So you can watch the show. Hear from Roosters. It's a fun, casual joint. We appreciate them having us in here. We'll be back next Tuesday, of course, as we get ready for Memorial Day weekend. And
even smoother brains.
After that. So you can smooth it on out, iron it out. That's Jay-Z. Bob, Berm, I'm Austin. Thanks again to Nicole Cox. We will see you again right here next week, next Tuesday. Have a happy and safe Memorial Day weekend. Bye.